Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to The Teacher. Today, in this episode of The Teacher, we're going to be talking about the collection of Quran. When was Quran really collected? Okay, we all know that the book, this holy book, was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the heart of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the last messenger of Allah. This book, when was it compiled? What was the procedure of compilation of this book? Was it compiled during the life of Prophet, or was it compiled afterwards? Was it compiled in the time of the first caliph, or the second caliph, or the third caliph, or Imam Ali alayhi salam, or when? So this is the question we're going to be dissecting today, about the compilation of Quran and when was the Quran collected. Okay, we do know that the name of the first chapter of Quran is Fatihatul Kitab, which means the opening chapter of the book. Book being Quran here. And from various traditions, brothers and sisters, of the noble prophet, it can be easily concluded that this chapter had been familiar by this very name, which is Fatihatul Kitab, during the time of the noble prophet as well. So, the traditions point to this fact that this first chapter of Quran was known as Fatihatul Kitab. Okay? From here, we are led to a very important Islamic issue that is contrary to what is popular amongst a particular group. This particular group is of the opinion that the noble Quran, it existed in a scattered form during the time of noble prophet, and it was during the period of the first caliph Abu Bakr, or the second caliph Umar, or the third caliph Uthman, that it was gathered together in the form of a book. So you see the confusion? This particular group, it tends to believe that Quran was not compiled in the time of Holy Prophet during his lifetime, but it was scattered all over. The compilation of Quran took place in the time of first, second, and third caliph. Now, the research tells us that this is not correct. The Quran, during the time of Holy Prophet, had been gathered together, and it possessed the same form and arrangement as we see it today. It commenced with the same chapter of Al-Hamd. And this is the research, by the way, of Ayatollah Makarim Shirazi. Okay? He has done research, extensive research, to draw these conclusions that I'm bringing to you. That this Quran, at the time of Prophet, it was gathered. Okay? And it had the same form, and it had the same arrangement as we see today. And the first chapter of that compilation was Al-Hamd. Okay? And that is again that Fatihatul Kitab. So if it was not for this reason, okay, there exists no logic and no justification to be named as Fatihatul Kitab. It was, if you look at the revelation, right? The revelation, if you look at the chronological order of revelation, it was neither the first chapter that was revealed on Prophet, nor does there exist any other reason for it to be named so. So the fact that in the time of Prophet, this chapter, this first chapter, was called Fatihatul Kitab, it points to the fact that the Quran, it was organized and arranged the way we have it today in the time of Holy Prophet. When we come back from the break, I will go over a few other points to make it further clear to you. Stay tuned.
Today's question asks, is the Quran God's word? The Quran is the holy book that Muslims read and turn to as a means for guidance. They recite it and believe that it is the word of God. But what is there to say that it is authentic? I mean, it's over 1,400 years old. To be fair, the book comes from a time before even paper was available, let alone readily available in Arabic society. So for starters, let's actually look at who wrote the Quran. Although some people believe that it was the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, who wrote the Quran after receiving revelations from God, others claim that he was illiterate. In truth, Prophet Muhammad was never taught at a formal institution, and he instructed scribes to record the revelations he received from God. One of the wonders of the Quran is that it is a book which has been revealed through an illiterate person, and is still widely regarded as the finest piece of literature in Arabic language. A miracle that shows that the Quran must have come from a higher power is that it contains knowledge far above the knowledge of the time. For instance, there's a clear and detailed step-by-step explanation of how a baby develops in the womb of the mother. This information was only found to be true in the 20th century with the onset of modern medicine and advanced medical technology. Next, the Quran is considered to be trustworthy and does not compare to any other holy scripture in the world because the Arabic version, the language it was revealed to the Prophet in, remains unchanged. The very first versions of the Quran say exactly the same thing as a Quran printed today. However, the mediums on which the Quran is written differ. While the scribes of the Prophet's time used mediums ranging from date palm leaves all the way to fine silk sheets, people from all financial backgrounds were represented and all were encouraged to act as scribes to the Prophet. And lastly, another miracle of the Quran is that the chapters were not sent down all neatly packaged in a book, but were often revealed piece by piece, or rather verse by verse. Yet the Quran fits together neatly, meaning that although it is not a chronological book, the verses fit in together so well that the end of one verse ties in with the beginning of the next. But the Quran did not always come neatly bound in a book as we know it now. As a matter of fact, it took 20 years after the complete revelation of the Quran for it to be bound into the book that we know today. Although it took some time before the book was bound, it was preserved unchanged during that time because it was also being memorized and recited by other companions of the Prophet. In fact, it was the Prophet who advised his companions to memorize and frequently recite the Quran. Throughout these years, this tradition has survived, and today, no Islamic gathering starts before the recital of the Quran. National and international recitation and memorization competitions are held annually, and millions of people are in awe with the beauty of the Quran, not only for its factualness, but also for its prose and harmony. Take a peek at the Quran yourself. Even today, there are many things that we can still learn from the Quran.
Welcome back to The Teacher, where we're discussing about the collection of the Holy Quran and the different schools of thoughts when it comes to the compilation of the Quran. One of the schools of thoughts, or one group, it says that Quran was compiled in, let's say, the time of the first caliph, or the second caliph, or the third caliph. The other group says, no, the Quran was compiled during the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad. And we provided you with an argument that the first chapter of Quran that we have today, which is Al-Hamd, it was called Fatihatul Kitab in the time of Prophet, which means opening chapter of the book. Now, if you look at the chronological order of the revelation, it was never the first chapter. So there's no other reason why this chapter would be called the opening of the book if the Quran was not compiled during the time of Prophet. We're going to look at a narration from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, who is the sixth holy Imam of the Shia school of thought and the grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He narrates from the holy Prophet who said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, here the tradition goes like this. The Quran exists in the written form on pieces of silk, paper, and the like, and are scattered. So gather them together. The narrator then adds that Ali alayhi salam, he departed from the gathering, collected them in a yellow cloth, and put a seal upon it. So this narration is coming from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Another testimony in this regard is that of a renowned Sunni scholar, Khawarizmi, who in his book Manaqib, he reports that Ali alayhi salam and some other people collected the Quran during the time of Noble Prophet. The third evidence, brothers and sisters, is the statement of renowned Sunni author in his book Mustadrak. Hakim in his book Mustadrak says, we used to gather the Quran from the scattered pieces in the presence of the Noble Prophet and used to place them in their respective positions according to his orders. Whose orders? Prophet of Islam. However, these written works were still not in the form of a collection. And so the Noble Prophet ordered Ali alayhi salam to gather them together in one place and asked us to be wary of losing or destroying it. You can clearly see that not only Shias, even Sunni brothers, they are of the opinion, some of their scholars of course, that it was compiled during the lifetime of Prophet. Then Sayyid Murtaza, who is a great Shia scholar, he narrates a hadith that the Noble Quran had been collected in its present form during the time of Noble Prophet. In addition to these traditions, brothers and sisters, that have been mentioned in the Shia and Sunni sources, the selection of the name Fatihatul Kitab for Surah Al-Hamd is a living testimony for proving this issue. So one question that remains, as we have seen that, okay, Quran was compiled in the time and in the life of Holy Prophet. Then the question remains is, how do we answer this, that some of the narrations say that it was done in the time of first or second or third or fourth caliph? How do we deal with it, right? So with Imam Ali alayhi salam, let's start there. In an answer to this, it must be said that what Imam Ali alayhi salam had collected was not just Quran during his lifetime. You know, there's a group of people who says Imam Ali alayhi salam, he has his own Quran, right? Now, where does this come from? So the way we answer this is that Quran that Imam Ali alayhi salam compiled during the time of his caliphate, okay, it was not just the verses of Quran, okay? In fact, it was a collection which comprised the Noble Quran, its commentary, and occasions of revelation of the verses and other related issues. So it was not just Quran that he compiled. He looked at like the commentary and, you know, he put the hashi, as we call it, something in the side notes, you know, to explain when this verse was revealed. Because remember, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been with Prophet throughout his lifetime, right? So he knew exactly which verse was revealed when. Then as for Uthman, like, you know, some they say that Uthman actually did that during his caliphate. There exists a Quran which indicates that he, in order to prevent discrepancies and differences with respect to the recitation of the Quran, endeavored to prepare a common Quran which possessed punctuation, and this is important, brothers and sisters, punctuation and the manners of recitation. Remember that for Arabs, there were no I'rab at that time. There were no punctuations. So there were some differences in the recitation. So according to some historical accounts, this work of putting these I'rab on the Quran to make it consistent was done in the time of Uthman, who was the third caliph.
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah. You can write it.
Dear
down,
listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
And there's nothing left around. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may fear, but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving.